From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues a series of studies in the life of the man whom the Bible calls the friend of God, Abraham. In this message, Dr. Cairns focuses on Lot and the downward path that took him from Bethel, the house of God, to Sodom, the place of unspeakable depravity. Lot's poor choices reveal a number of things about him. He was a man who had wrong views of God, of himself, and of the world. Lot's overwhelming concern was for the things of the world. Instead of recognizing the evil of Sodom, all he saw was a business opportunity. It's a story that is still playing out in many lives to this day. Dr. Cairns will continue the message in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled Precious Repentance. The text is found in Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 43. And there shall ye remember your ways and all your doings wherein ye have been defiled, and ye shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for all your evils that ye have committed. When we are accepted of the Lord and are standing in the place of favor and peace and safety, then we are led to repent of all our failures and miscarriages toward our gracious God. So precious is repentance that we may call it a diamond of the first water. And this is sweetly promised to the people of God as one most sanctifying result of salvation. He who accepts repentance also gives repentance, and he gives it not out of the bitter box, but from among those wafers made with honey on which he feeds his people. A sense of blood-bought pardon and of undeserved mercy is the best means of dissolving a heart of stone. Are we feeling hard? Let us think of covenant love, and then we shall leave sin, lament sin, and loathe sin. Yea, we shall loathe ourselves for sinning against such infinite love. Let us come to God with this promise of penitence, and ask Him to help us to remember and repent and regret and return. Oh, that we could enjoy the meltings of holy sorrow! What a relief would a flood of tears be! Lord, smite the rock, or speak to the rock, and cause the waters to flow.
Thank you.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We are pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is now available. The principal focus of this issue is the prophet Daniel. There are 5 articles written by various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church dealing with such subjects as glorifying God in an ungodly world, Daniel, a man of prayer, and the prophet's visions. Also, this issue commences a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church. In this issue, you'll read about the life and ministry of Dr. Ian Paisley. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues. The LTBS website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. Some of the subjects to be dealt with this month include, did God create evil? Does the Bible prohibit the title Reverend? What is the unpardonable sin? And does Hebrews teach that Christians can lose their salvation? These video clips are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
had such a view of God that let him believe that the Lord would continue to bless him despite his compromise with the world. Going down towards Sodom. He didn't believe at that point that he was walking into spiritual bleakness and spiritual disaster. He probably never even thought of it. He knew that he had been blessed of God, and it would continue, even though he was going into compromise. I say this to you, my friend. It is a wrong view. And you say, I'm a Christian, but you can live your life without constant daily reference to your God. When your time is not spent at the altar, when your time is not spent waiting on your God for His will, His guidance, His light, His power, His provision. And it is a wickedly false view of your God if you think that Christians may still be blessed, they may sin with impunity. Can't be. Your sin deafens the ear of God to your cry. How then can you be blessed? Your sin makes your occasional prayer an abomination. How then can you be blessed? If you are not led by the hand of God and you're not living your life in the center of the will of God, how then can you be blessed? Lot had a wrong view of the Lord. And consequently, he had a wrong view of himself. I said that he was a weak man. But he didn't recognize that. There's nothing more pathetic in the world than to see a weakling flexing his muscles and thinking that he's Charles Atlas. And that's even worse in the spiritual realm. This man felt, I can stand alone. I'm strong enough. And therefore he did not guard his heart. He did not take the necessary spiritual precautions. He did not walk carefully and circumspectly with his God. In other words, he did not grasp the folly of his own heart. It was concerning just such a man as Lot that Solomon records in Proverbs 28, he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. This man, Lot, had already the source of blessing and power. He had it as a ready source right there. And he didn't recognize it. As long as he was in association with Abram, he was blessed. There hadn't been one blessing that he had received that was apart from his association with Abram. That source was still there. But he didn't recognize that either. And so he neglected it and turned away from it. Remember what I said? This is not just history. This is the most practical reality because we have our lots today. And his error is so exceedingly common. There are people who view themselves wrongly because they look complacently upon their own strength. They think, I have a strong character. I have a strong will. I have strong determination. And they locate all their security and their hope for life in their will and their decision and their effort and their ethics. I think of Peter. Jesus warned him of how weak he was. Peter? Weak? Surely not. If ever there was a man's man, it was Peter. A brawny Galilean fisherman. A man who rippled with muscle and who was just as courageous as he was physically strong. Weak? No way. But Jesus warned him, you're just a weak man. And Satan has desired to have you. And then when Jesus said, you're all going to forsake me, it was Peter who led the chorus, forsake you? Impossible. Lord, are you not aware that I would die for you? And at least we have to say this for Peter. He honestly meant that he loved the Lord enough to die for him. But the problem with Peter was he didn't reckon on the weakness of his own heart. And it was that same strong man who trembled before a little maid when she said, you're one of them. No, I'm not. With oaths and with curses, he denied his Lord. I always get worried when people are so certain of their own strength. I'm always worried about people who imagine that spiritual warfare is something they can carry on because I have a good character. I have a strong will. God can use your character and your will. But I want you to know this. The strength to go on with God does not come from within. It comes from above. There are other people and they view themselves wrongly because they look at themselves as if they had no resources and therefore they neglect them. You take the children of Israel. They came into the wilderness. There was some drought. There was some difficulty. And they felt it acutely. So acutely indeed that they were brought to a place of despair. What did they do? They murmured. Why did they murmur? Why did they not simply pray? It's a question to ask. Why did they not come to pray? Why did they fly in the face of God and say it would have been better for us to have stayed in Egypt for we're only in this wilderness to be slaughtered? Because they didn't recognize the resources that were to hand. Because in Paul's graphic statement, there was a rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ. When Moses smote the rock, the water came rushing out. They were not going to die of drought. When they needed bread, there was manna from heaven. When they needed meat, there were quails from heaven. There were resources that were far beyond anything that any man could ever provide. But these people lived their lives, for the most part, in such anxiety and such spiritual defeat and in such unbelief. Therefore, in such denial of their God, because in their weakness they didn't recognize the resources that were available. Is that not a picture of so many Christians? And yet has not the Lord said that His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness? And yet so many of us live our lives without reference to those things. Lot had a mistaken view because he viewed the Lord wrongly, and he viewed himself wrongly. And obviously then he viewed the world wrongly. He looked at Sodom, and all he could see was the business opportunity. He could not see the danger of Sodom. He integrated right into the society in Sodom. The only separating Lot did in his life was separating from Abram. It's the only separation he knew. Separating from the people of God to integrate with the ungodly. Now, I have no doubt, as F.B. Meyer, I think it was, gave us his assessment of this man's character. I have no doubt that Meyer was right, that had Abram, or had you been alive and you gone to Lot and said, Lot, don't be thinking of going down into Sodom. Lot would have answered something like this. Are you the only one who has an interest in people? Are you the only one who believes in letting your light shine? I let my light shine in Sodom. I believe that Lot went into Sodom believing he could influence Sodom, and Sodom wouldn't influence him. That's why you later find him sitting in the gate. He's letting his light shine. Poor little idiotic backslider. For he had no light to shine. He had no testimony. It was a joke. Why? Because he didn't really understand the world either. And he made a critical mistake in that because his sin did not lead to immediate disaster. It wasn't immediately fatal. It really must be all right. His slide was gradual, but it was a slide downward, downward. We find him looking. Then we find him pitching his tent toward. Then we find him dwelling in Sodom. Then we find him sitting in the gate of Sodom. Then we find him trying to do a deal, willing to sell the moral purity of his daughters to the men of Sodom, calling them brethren. Downward, downward, downward. And yet he started at Bethel. He had a mistaken view. And I'd have to say it was a materialistic view. This was a man who certainly did some calculating and some thinking. The trouble was that what dominated Lot's thinking were things like possessions and wealth and gain. You would have to say things dominated his mind. He had a lot of wealth. And like all, or well, not all, for thank God there are men who love their God more than their money. But like far too many rich men, once he got it, he had to protect it. He couldn't afford to stay with Abram in case it would hurt his business interest. And not only did he want to protect it, but he wanted to increase it. And he wasn't over scrupulous about how he did it either. There's one thing that I really detest about this picture of Lot. He used Abram. He used him for as long as he needed him. And then when he got what he wanted, he dropped him, turned away from him as if he didn't exist. When I look at Lot, I see a man who put things before people, before Abram, certainly, before his own family. Because if he had really loved his family, he would never have led those girls down into Sodom. Any man for $1 million a day, even, that would lead his daughters into Sodom is an utter fool.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.